Ladies and gentlemen, it is the academic conclusion of the University of Leicester that beyond reasonable doubt, the individual exhumed at Greyfriars in September 2012 is indeed Richard III, the last Plantagenet King of England.
So now we have this skeleton. What are we going to do with it? And what might we learn from it? The sociologist Tiffany Jenkins and the historian Jonathan Healy are here to pick over the bones. Jonathan, are you satisfied as a historian that these remains found in Leicester are indeed those of Richard III?
Well, I think the first thing I wanted to say is that this is a really, really cool piece of archaeology. There's a team with bags of enthusiasm. They looked at old maps. They looked through historical documents. They took a punt. They dug in a car park. They found a body. It's absolutely brilliant stuff. Am I convinced that this is Richard III? I think I am, yes. I think the remains of a hunchbacked man from around about the same period, found in the right spot with obvious indications of battle wounds are enough. And I think the archaeologists and the team took a very, very brave move to try and get the DNA evidence as well. This could have gone very, very wrong. As one archaeologist said, there's an awful lot of milkmen in history, and there is no guarantee that the DNA would have matched up. It did. I think that beyond reasonable doubt, we can say that this is Richard III.
So, Tiffany, is this going to change our perceptions of him? Watching the Channel 4 documentary about this dig earlier on this evening, I was very struck by the moment when the head of the Richard III Society looked down and saw that this skeleton did indeed have curvature of the spine and was terrifically disappointed that this was one piece of what she thought was Tudor propaganda about Richard that had suddenly materialised.
I don't think it's going to change anything, really. I think, in fact, it came out of a quest to try and overturn history. I don't think it's going to. There's nothing new in this. It's tremendously exciting, and I'm sure there'll be multiple books and films and plays that will come out. But really, I think we're going to be left with Shakespeare's Richard III. That's the defining character for us. This isn't going to change.
But Shakespeare's Richard III seems to match the body in this grave to some extent, doesn't it, Jonathan?
Well, to a point. I mean, the archaeologists were very keen to point out that there was no evidence that Richard had a withered arm. I think it is very interesting that he did have curvature of the spine for the simple reason that many Ricardians have often suspected that the entirety of the Shakespearean portrait is wrong. And I think this shows that there is at least a kernel of truth. But there is so much about Richard which is not to do with his physicality. There's so much which is to do with his personality, the reasons behind his actions, or indeed what his actions were, the classic question of the Princes of the Tower.
Segment 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the academic conclusion of the University of Leicester that beyond reasonable doubt, the individual exhumed at Greyfriars in September 2012 is indeed Richard III, the last Plantagenet King of England.
So now we have this skeleton. What are we going to do with it? And what might we learn from it? The sociologist Tiffany Jenkins and the historian Jonathan Healy are here to pick over the bones. Jonathan, are you satisfied as a historian that these remains found in Leicester are indeed those of Richard III?
Well, I think the first thing I wanted to say is that this is a really, really cool piece of archaeology.
Segment 2.
There's a team with bags of enthusiasm. They looked at old maps. They looked through historical documents. They took a punt. They dug in a car park. They found a body. It's absolutely brilliant stuff. Am I convinced that this is Richard III? I think I am, yes. I think the remains of a hunchbacked man from around about the same period, found in the right spot with obvious indications of battle wounds are enough. And I think the archaeologists and the team took a very, very brave move to try and get the DNA evidence as well. This could have gone very, very wrong. As one archaeologist said, there's an awful lot of milkmen in history, and there is no guarantee that the DNA would have matched up. It did. I think that beyond reasonable doubt, we can say that this is Richard III.
Segment 3.
So, Tiffany, is this going to change our perceptions of him? Watching the Channel 4 documentary about this dig earlier on this evening, I was very struck by the moment when the head of the Richard III Society looked down and saw that this skeleton did indeed have curvature of the spine and was terrifically disappointed that this was one piece of what she thought was Tudor propaganda about Richard that had suddenly materialised.
I don't think it's going to change anything, really. I think, in fact, it came out of a quest to try and overturn history. I don't think it's going to. There's nothing new in this. It's tremendously exciting, and I'm sure there'll be multiple books and films and plays that will come out. But really, I think we're going to be left with Shakespeare's Richard III. That's a defining character for us.
Segment 4.
But Shakespeare's Richard III seems to match the body in this grave to some extent, doesn't it, Jonathan?
Well, to a point. I mean, the archaeologists were very keen to point out that there was no evidence that Richard had a withered arm. I think it is very interesting that he did have curvature of the spine for the simple reason that many Ricardians have often suspected that the entirety of the Shakespearean portrait is wrong. And I think this shows that there is at least a kernel of truth. But there is so much about Richard which is not to do with his physicality. There's so much which is to do with his personality, the reasons behind his actions, or indeed what his actions were, the classic question of the princes of the tower.